BC's construction sector, meanwhile, is warning that labor shortages and late payments for their work have combined to put construction companies, in some cases, under, quote, extreme pressures. BC Construction Association says while labor levels have improved recently, the industry will still saw the number of trade workers in the province drop by 7% in the last 5 years to about 167,000 people. Now, that shortage of labor has caused average annual wages in BC construction jobs to reach, it's almost $75,000. That's up 21% in the last 5 years. Association president saying in a statement that construction companies also face persistent uncertainty when it comes to getting paid for their work, with contractors possibly having to wait for months without provincial laws that require prompt payments. Here to talk more about the pressures facing the construction industry, we are joined by an industry standard practices consultant with the BC Construction Association, Katie Fairley. Good morning. Thank you for the time.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity.
Talk about the changes that we've seen in these pressures. It seems like it's getting more difficult to build things, not less.
Oh, certainly. The number one concern coming out of our survey is the labor force, and the challenges, like you just talked about, in finding skilled labor, or maybe we could even say any labor. And then the secondary to that is the concerns around prompt payment as well. But I think before we move into the challenges facing our industry, I think it's really worthwhile to point out that the survey also shows, and anyone in our industry is going to be able to speak to this as well, but what a great career working in construction can be. You talked about the annual salary there being almost $75,000, but also, the entry wages, as shown in our survey, are 25% higher than the minimum wage. So I think, I think the good news for construction is it's a great career option. We want more people to join us in there. But then, like you said, and like the survey shows, there's some significant pressures, on our industry and on construction companies.
When we talk about the various trades, what are there, 37 different red seals that exist, something along those lines? How do the people who are interested but they don't know where to go, what mechanism shuttles them into one section of the industry or another if they want to join up?
Well, I think, I would first say if someone's interested in joining construction, is you can reach out to the BC Construction Association. We have a number of programs, that can help people, learn more about our industry, but also connect, through to experienced industry veterans. We have our Building Builders program, which is a mentorship program. We have a number of integrating newcomers program, as well as our STEP program. So we certainly, within our umbrella, can help people learn more about construction and consider a career in the trades.
When we take a look at 75, what does that work out, 40 some odd per hour, or what is that level?
Yeah, I think that's probably about right. I mean, I think you also want to look at that. That's just the hard number of what their salary is. But most construction workers are also getting significant benefits as well. So, when you add that in, it's a very attractive salary number and labor wages.
All right. Now, when we take a look at prompt payment, we've discussed it in the past with some other guests, but for people who may have missed those conversations, what do we mean when we talk about prompt payment legislation?
So what prompt payment legislation is commonplace and common sense legislation that ensures that money flows down through the supply chain on construction projects. So, starting from the quote-unquote owner, to a general contractor, and then down into the trades, as well as their trades, and through the supply chain. So this is, nothing new. Many other jurisdictions in Canada have brought this in the last, 5 to 8 years, and we're continue to be surprised that this hasn't been brought in here to BC.
All right. Our guest is Katie Fairley, helping us understand the pressures that exist right now, but also the opportunities that exist for those that are working in the industry for better wages, up 21% in the last 5 years. Where can people go for more information?
I would direct them to our website. I would just say, Google us at the BC Construction Association, and they can find out more about that careers in construction, as well as any of the industry data that we have as well.